And now, Missouri Medical Focus, a regular feature on KBIA, produced by the Communications Department of University of Missouri Healthcare.
In the United States, breast cancer is the second most common form of cancer among women after skin cancer, with approximately 200,000 new cases diagnosed each year. With me today is Dr. Deborah Quavenin, a general surgeon and breast cancer specialist at Ellis Fischel Cancer Center. Dr. Quavenin, how common is breast cancer here in central Missouri?
I think our statistics mirror those of the national figures, which are roughly one out of every eight women will develop breast cancer of some sort.
What are the symptoms of breast cancer?
Hopefully, in a lot of our women that come to see us, there are no symptoms. It's picked up on a screening mammogram. But for those whose cancer has advanced a little beyond that point, they might have some pain in their breast, some nipple discharge, or a palpable mass in their breast. Rarely, but it can still happen. A more advanced breast cancer will appear by having skin changes such as dimpling or inflammation in the skin of that breast.
At what age do you normally see patients with breast cancer, or is there an average age?
The incidence of breast cancer starts rising around the age of 40 to 50 and continues on throughout life, but we've seen occasionally women who are in their 20s and 30s with breast cancer.
You had mentioned mammography as a screening device or screening tool. How important are mammograms?
We really feel that mammograms are our best screening tool at this point. They are inexpensive, easy to administer, and they pick up all but perhaps 8 to 10% of early breast cancers. There are a few breast cancers that will not show up well on a mammogram, but they are the minority. It is easy for a woman to get a screening mammogram starting at age 40 once a year. We often suggest that she tag that to a memorable date, such as her birthday or a holiday, so that she remembers to do it every year. This mammogram should be coupled with a good physical exam as well, and so many places that you can go to will have a physician or an advanced nurse practitioner who will perform a breast exam at the same time.
You mentioned that age 40 is about the age when women should be getting mammograms. Are there guidelines for mammograms?
Traditionally, most professional societies, such as the American College of Radiology, the American College of Surgeons, the American Cancer Society, have recommended that most women start at age 40 and obtain one every year. For women who are at particularly high risk for breast cancer, and they would know this from talking to their primary care provider or their gynecologist, it might be suggested that they start their mammograms a little bit earlier. These are women who have a very strong family history of breast cancer, whose mother or sister developed breast cancer before age 40. We would then recommend that that particular lady get her first screening mammogram 5 years before the age at which her relative developed breast cancer.
You're listening to Missouri Medical Focus on KBIA 91.3 FM, and our discussion is breast cancer awareness. Dr. Quavenin, and you'd mentioned a few of the high-risk factors. What are some other high-risk factors?
Well, besides being a woman, usually increasing age. We're all going to age and get older, so the older you are, your risk does go up. The age at which a woman gives birth to her first child can play into this. The age at which she first starts having periods. We've already talked about the family history and whether she's had prior breast biopsies that show lesions that mark her at being increased risk for getting breast cancer. None of these risk factors are a dead set guarantee that a woman is or is not going to get breast cancer. There are women who have a very, very strong family history of breast cancer beyond what we normally see, and in many of these families, we have tested them for the BRCA chromosomal abnormality, commonly called the BRCA gene. And those particular families, if a lady carries that genetic mutation, her risk of developing breast cancer for the rest of her life could be as high as 60 to 80%.
What about breast density? Does that play any role in the development of breast cancer?
The answer is not totally in on that yet. We do believe it does have some role to play the problem with breast density is that it also makes it extremely hard to read the mammograms because the x-rays cannot differentiate the different tissue densities that are within the breast.
It makes the tumor harder to see.
It makes the tumor harder to see. Whether it actually contributes to a significantly increased risk of breast cancer, I'm not sure we totally know that yet, but we do pay much more closer attention to those women who do have dense breasts on radiological studies.
Early detection is key.
Very much so. The whole point of October being Breast Cancer Awareness Month is to get this to the forefront of every woman's attention, if it's not there already, so that she understands that getting a screening mammogram, starting at the appropriate age for her, is just as important as having a pap smear, just as important as having her blood pressure and cholesterol checked, and having a skin exam by her physician to look for changing moles or other skin lesions. It's all part of being aware of one's own body and one's own health.
Can men develop breast cancer?
Most certainly. It's very much rarer in men, but it does happen. I think we have maybe 2,000 cases of breast cancer nationally a year that occur in men. The greater majority of the men who do develop breast cancer, as rare as it is, it is picked up very easily on physical exam or by symptoms.
Is there any way to lower the risk of developing breast cancer?
We would just suggest that the woman have healthy living habits, keeping her weight under control, not smoking, moderating her use of alcohol. Those are things that will make any patient healthier and decrease risk for all kinds of cancers. Across the board. It is hard to moderate our own biology as far as what age we decide to start having periods. We have no control over that. We most of the time cannot control exactly when we're going to start our families or whether we're going to have children at all. And we certainly can't control for our relatives. You're born into your families. For women who are in very high risk categories, there are some medications that we can put them on. To lower their breast cancer risk, such as tamoxifen. There have been studies nationally performed over the last several years that show that that particular drug, which is used in women with breast cancer, can be used in women who also don't have cancer but are at high risk for it.
That's my time for now. I'd like to thank Dr. Quaven for being my guest. From Missouri Medical Focus, I'm Jeff Helscher.
Missouri Medical Focus is a service of University Hospital and Clinics.